Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Alice G., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in the state of Wisconsin. Today is January 13th, 2022. This is the 10 a.m. meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are at page 159, paragraph 1. He had three visitors. Today's readers are Linda B., with the 12 steps, Joanne L. with the 12 traditions. Readers of the text are Rachel P., Jody E., Penny L.C. The reference number for Wednesday, January 12th, 10 a.m. meeting is 18,396. That's 18396. And the reference number for the 7 a.m. meeting today, Thursday, January 13th, is 18,400. That's 18400. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Linda B. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning. Thank you, Alice. Good morning, everyone. I'm Linda B. from Ontario, Canada. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I do apologize. I just did the 12 traditions. I'm so sorry. I was to be doing the steps. And so perhaps whoever had volunteered to do the traditions will read the steps.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you. Joanne L., could you read the 12 steps for us, please?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Just give me one little second.
Thank you for jumping in there, Joanne. That's fine.
I am so sorry. I always have my papers. Okay, here we go. I got it. Well, my name is Joanne L. I am from Rhode Island. I thank you, Alice, for your service today. And I just want to welcome the world on this phone, on this phone line, because we are the world. So, one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe, oh, I said alcohol, I'm sorry, because I'm reading from the AA book. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us, in their power to carry it out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you so very much. Let's have a good meeting. I pass.
Thank you so much, Joanne. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter A Vision for You. We are on page 159, paragraph 1. And Rachel P., can you start us off, please?
Good morning. This is Rachel P., recovered compulsive overeater in Denver, Colorado. Page 159, first full paragraph. He had three visitors. After a bit, he said, "The way you fellows put the spiritual stuff makes sense. I'm ready to do business. I guess the old folks were right after all." So one more was added to the fellowship. This paragraph describes Bill W. and Bob, as well as their third member, who I believe is also named Bill, who's the lawyer who's described in the preceding paragraph, seeking out a fourth member of AA for their fellowship and 12-stepping this person. And, you know, when I read this paragraph, I think about the very first meeting I went to and at this point I was 22 years old, just out of college, and just had a binge, one of thousands, and Googled Can't Stop Overeating, and the name OA came up. I found a local meeting, and I went to a meeting, and there were two women there who, you know, from my recollection, did not appear to be recovered, you know, didn't really have what I wanted. And, you know, I don't at all blame them for the reason that after that meeting, I went back out and had a, you know, continuation of my step one experience for another 6 years until what then became my second meeting. But the reason I thought about that meeting was just that, you know, with the process of 12-stepping, especially, you know, here when in finding their fourth member of AA, like, it's so vital, you know, for an effective 12-step to be someone who lives and breathes recovery, who, you know, has a light I'll speak for myself, has a light in my eyes, who is, like, physically recovered and, you know, walks this path of the steps and lives this work every day. You know, this program and these steps, you know, working in my life has given me a purpose to help others do the same. Whereas I had no purpose before, whereas my purpose was the food and pain and depression and self-hatred and just misery. You know, that these steps and getting recovered through these steps has given me everything. And so, of course, I want to transmit that to other people. That's the most important thing in my life. And, I need to live and breathe recovery and these steps in order to be a source of inspiration and hope for other people who are still in the food. I can't make somebody want it. And it's interesting, this paragraph, it's just like so simple, like, okay, I guess you're right. But, you know, what we don't see here in this paragraph is that this fourth member, I'm sure, you know, had years and years of a step one experience of, you know, falling flat on his face and, you know, over and over again, you know, to get him to this point of desperation where he was willing to have that humility to see, okay, maybe I don't have all the answers and maybe the solution you have to offer could be valuable to me. And, you know, that was me at 28 years old at my second meeting. And I'm so grateful, and I'm grateful that it worked. It really does. All right, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for getting us started. I'll now take names of those who would like to share on page 159, first paragraph. Again, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you want to share, please press star 1 to unmute, and please give me your names one at a time.
Wendy B.
Wendy B.
Patricia R.
Penny
L. C.
Penny.
Joanne L.
Kim H.
All right, we'll start with that lineup. Wendy B., press star 1 to unmute and share with us today. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And as we learned, you know, in the previous paragraph, you know, that his parents were deeply religious, and he refused to have anything to do with their church stuff. And so he wasn't attracted, you know, to what they were preaching, until he heard it explained in a way that made sense to his addict brain. You know, he heard it from someone who thought like he thought, and that's just so attractive. And when I heard on the line when I first started listening, you know, the recovery in the voices, I was attracted, you know, and I wanted what I heard, you know, and I was willing to let go of all my old ways of doing program and embrace the steps, you know, in the big book. And I heard fellows share about their relationship with God, you know, how he was so real to them and he directed their path and he transformed them from being selfish and self-serving, you know, to being self-sacrificing and thinking of the welfare of others. And I wanted that. You know, I was ready to do business, you know, the way my sponsor directed. And I was added by my own choice, you know, to this beautiful fellowship. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Patricia R., please share with us.
Hi, this is Patricia R. from Washington State, and thank you, Team Thursday, for keeping this fellowship alive. I am relatively new to OA. I came in about a month ago, and as of yesterday, had 25 days abstinent. What struck me today is I'm ready to do business. I guess the old folks were right after all. What happened last night was I was suddenly hit with a compulsion to overeat that was very strong. And the question what I had to do after doing the third step was, did I really mean it when I said I give my life over to God, or did I not? And like this fellow, I decided that you all have it right and that this fellowship has it right. And the spiritual force of the fellowship and visions really came to support me in that moment of decision of do I or don't I? And I did not. And I, A, was very surprised at the power of the compulsion, and B, so grateful to my higher power that I did not follow that compulsion. So thank you so much for all of you being here. It made a difference in my life last night, and I will keep going on. I pass.
Thank you, Patricia. Penny L.C., please share with us.
Good morning, Alice, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And in reading this paragraph, I can see how I was similar to this fellow. You know, I had my own sense of arrogance. In my own way, I thought I had an understanding of a higher power of God, and I didn't think I needed, you know, input about that. I can remember thinking I didn't even need to read the paragraph, We Agnostics. It didn't apply to me. But if it didn't, and if I wasn't, why was I still struggling? Well, obviously I wasn't relying and trusting on that God of my understanding. But the beautiful part about this program is that, as these fellows put it to this young man, he could have, as we say, a God of his own understanding. A God, as we understand him, is all that we need to have, a power greater than me. It doesn't have to be anything that is prescribed by anyone else, any religious body. It can be what works for me. And when I was able to expand my understanding of a higher power and make it personal to me, that's when it made a difference. That's when I was able to have my spiritual awakening begin. And I believe that that's what this young man is starting to experience. He's hearing firsthand how it has made a difference in these men. And because they share in the same disease, because they share in the same process of thinking and being as an addict, they also can share in the same recovery that this young man is being offered. And therein lies the absolute miracle of this program, being able to pass on what's been passed to me. And I am so grateful to be able to walk this journey with all of you. Thank you with that, Opia.
Thank you, Penny LC. Joanne L, star one to unmute. Again, we're on page 159, first paragraph. He had three visitors. Go ahead, Joanne.
Okay, good morning, everybody. This is Joanne L. from Rhode Island. I am a compulsive overeater, and I'm so grateful to be here today on the line and to do service. But I have been doing service for quite a while now. I was working from home, and so I was able to, you know, be able to volunteer to read the traditions or the 12 steps. But this whole time, I've been saying I'm a compulsive overeater. And I'm sick and tired now of saying that. It's time that I, you know, that I join all of you. And I want to be a visitor. You know, I am a visitor, and I want to be able to start this fellowship once again. I have been involved in so long and so for so many years, and I have such a beautiful spiritual life, believe it or not, and but when it comes to the food, it's like I leave God out. I push him to the side. You know, I don't want to give him everything, you know, just some things. And so, you know, the old folks were right after all, you know, so one more was added to the fellowship. There hasn't been one of you that has not ever welcomed me. So many of you have reached out to me in the past. I know a lot of you, you know, from different conferences that we have been to, but I just wanted to claim my seat today. It's time. I am sick and tired of sitting here saying I'm a compulsive overeater, and I have so much to offer and so much to give. And you know what? God has chosen me to be one of you. So how blessed are we if we're on this line today? So thank you, everybody. And thanks again, Alice. I pass.
Thank you, Joanne. Kim H., star one to unmute and share with us, and then I'll take more names.
Hi, this is Kim H. from Rhode Island. I wasn't going to share this morning, but after reading, and hearing the script, what stood out to me is, I guess the old folks were right after all. And I was like, wow, this almost speaks to me even outside of this program, reflecting back on just how experience really prevails. Being so new to the program, I have to trust in that, trust in my God, trust in the process, and continue to lean on the people with the experience, the people that have gone through it. And also make friends along the way, who are along the way, as am I. So I'm grateful to be here. Thank you all so very much for your service. I enjoy it every morning. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Kim H. I'll now take some more names for sharing. Press star one to unmute, and please give me your name.
Charisse L. from Montreal.
Is that Sherry L?
Charisse L. S-A-R-I-T.
All right. Sherry L. from Montreal. Anyone else? Star one?
Lynn F. from Pennsylvania.
Lynn, okay.
Mm-hmm.
anyone else like to share? Star one to unmute, please.
Christy B., South Carolina.
Gary G., Colorado.
Liz S., New Hampshire.
Was it Terry or Carrie from?
Terry.
Terry?
Terry with a C.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Terry. And Liz, got that? Anyone else? Okay, we'll go with that to begin with and see where we end up. Sarit from Montreal, press star one to unmute and share with us, please, on page 159, first paragraph.
Okay, thank you so much. It's Sarit L., recovering compulsive overeater in Montreal, Canada. And the line that speaks to me is, I'm ready to do business. And what we know about this program is that it's a program of action. We don't sit our way into right thinking. We act our way into right thinking. And what I've been told, I remember hearing on these lines many, many years back, is that I may not remember the day. I may remember the day of my abstinence, but I may not remember the day where God changed me and gave me, you know, patience back, or taught me flexibility, or, you know, love and kindness to my mom. And I had that moment yesterday where working these steps did show me, you know, a transformation. And I'm just post-birth, and I've got, you know, we had all five kids in my little bathroom bathing them, and one was crying, and the other one was trying to pretend to be a bear, and chased the other one around the house, and it was incredible. I was just blown away because I had two crying kids, and the others needed me, and I literally could have screamed, but I took my hands and put them on my ears, and I started giggling with my children, and that was just a transformative moment. I was telling my sponsor, today is the day, you know, yesterday was the day where God took me and transformed me. And I was not just transformed from not binging, because I could have just binged my night out of self-pity because it was such a horrible, stressful day. But I didn't do that. It was, and that wasn't me. That's God. So I'm ready to do business. I'm doing the work. And I do the 10 steps every day. And yesterday was a messy 10-step day. And I just kept working the steps around a specific, you know, few resentments that I've had on the same issue, and that God hasn't removed yet. But that's okay, because I'm going to keep showing up, because it's all in God's time. And I'm so grateful to be here with all of you today. With that, I'll pass. Thanks for your service.
Thank you so much. Lynn, please share with us.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lynn F., recovered in Pennsylvania. And my share is going to start a little bit on the paragraph prior to the one we read today. It says, there are three alcoholics in the town who now felt they had to give to others what they have been found or be sunk. And then following that with the line that says, I'm ready to do business. And what this tells me, this passage is telling me that no matter what, I have to do my step 12 as a recovered person, day in and day out. My heart, my mind, has to be aligned with God. I have to ask, how can I be useful today? And with that question, I can carry the message of this recovery program with God, because as it points out right here in the text, the person that may be hearing my message may or may not be ready to do business. And that's okay. If not, I'm planting a seed. I had a seed planted. I was not ready to do business when I first heard this message. And that's part of my story. But today, as a recovered woman, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that my step 12 is about my usefulness to God. And it may be on the line. It may be, you know, the message. I may be the only example that someone sees of the big book in action, and that may just be, you know, being kind in the workplace or letting someone else out in traffic. You know, I'm striving to not be selfish and self-centered today. I still wake up, I'm recovered, and I have to work at it with all the program has to offer. I'm grateful to be on the 10 o'clock meeting today. Circumstances have me home from work, and so I am appreciative of you all and your service today. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Lynn S. And Christy B., please star one and share with us.
Good morning, Christy B. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I really appreciate being on the line this morning, everybody that I've heard share in the reading. And I would like to say that the line that spoke to me was the one that talks about I'm ready to do business. I've been in this program a while, and I've been skirting around the edges. And I am ready to I want to do business myself now. I'm ready. And so I'm going to a lot of meetings. And I have a sponsor and I have a support system for that, for working the steps. And I'm just at the very beginning. I've been in the program for quite a while, but a number of years. But I'm acting as if I'm a newcomer and don't know anything. And being teachable. So appreciate everybody's sharing the light that I hear in people's voices, and I appreciate the gratitude. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be here. Thank you. Pass.
Thank you, Christy. Carrie, star one to unmute and share with us, please.
Hi, yes, this is Carrie G., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic in Colorado, and thanks for getting us started to the opening speaker. It really inspired me to look at this short, simple paragraph, and this spiritual stuff makes sense, those words, this spiritual stuff, it sure makes sense. And for me, my experience throughout the years of how do I make conscious contact? I think that I know God, but in my heart, am I practicing ways of consciously connecting to my higher power? And what has really helped throughout my years in building a relationship with my higher power is little devices. So I initially, for me, it was birds. Anytime I saw a bird, it reminded me, I didn't make that bird. There's something else bigger and more amazing out there that made this beautiful creature. And then it was trees. You know, like when I see trees, oh, thank you, God. I didn't make that tree, right? Somebody, something, some entity, some great, you know, expansive energy, not me. And so I've heard people say when they, like a device to connect with God, anytime they walk through a doorway, right? It's the archway to freedom. You know, for me, sometimes if I'm putting on my seatbelt, I'm, you know, asking God, please keep me safe and protected on this journey. And at the end of the drive, when I'm taking off my seatbelt, thank you, God, for keeping me safe and protected on my journey. So little devices, like throughout the day, some people set their phone to, you know, to remind them to pray. Some people, you know, there's many, many ways that we can do business, right, with God. And so the last thing I'll share, that the most helpful thing for me today is just to practice gratitude mode. I open my eyes. I'm laying there in bed. Thank you, God, for the roof over my head. Thank you, God, for OA. Thank you, God, that I've worked these 12 steps and I'm having this spiritual awakening. So if you are still horribly suffering from your sprees, know that this book is here to help you get out of it. It's the whole, you know, the whole point of the book is to have a spiritual awakening as a result of the steps. Thanks, without a cast.
Thank you, Carrie G. from Colorado. Liz, please press star one and share with us.
Hi, this is Liz S. from New Hampshire, and I'm very grateful for this paragraph because there are two things that come to mind. The first is I was long enough raised Catholic that still decades later I have a very what is a warped concept of God. I don't blame the Catholic Church or hold them responsible. They're just things that happen. Just going to Catholic school and it still can be in my way. And what helped me a great deal was to look at my grandmother who went to church every single day for years. And I chastised her silently, not openly, but was later able to understand that she lived with an active alcoholic husband and five children. And her going to church every day was her way, I think, of surviving. And when I think of it in those terms, the Catholic Church doesn't come to mind, but God does, because she did survive and she raised those children and they survived. And that was where she got her strength. So when I read this paragraph and I see spiritual help, spiritual God, spiritual tenets, spiritual belief, it doesn't have to be in anything or anyone. It simply has to be a new and different way of living. And this morning I actually said, God, please help me today to see and know that I can trust you. And that often is my prayer, to reinforce my belief in a power greater than myself. I look at my dog who's laying here right on my bed. I didn't create her. I didn't make her. Something other than I did. And it doesn't matter what or how, but it wasn't me. And I think that's the most important thing for me in two and three, is that I'm not it. I cannot make myself well, and I cannot transform my life. I can do that through the big book, but there's a higher power in that book and in all the steps that will help me. It just can't be me. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. We have time for about three more shares. And just a reminder that we're on page 159, first paragraph. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So can I take about three more names to share today?
Hi, this is Devori F. I could share.
Sure. Okay, Devori F. Where are you from?
New York.
Okay. Anyone else? Star one to unmute.
Eileen
okay.
F.
F. Eileen F.
Jess S. from Wisconsin.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was that again from Wisconsin? I didn't catch that last one from Wisconsin.
Jess S.
Jess, okay. Sorry about that. All right, Devori F., let's start with you. Press star one to unmute.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I just love the simple way it says, I'm ready to do business. To me, that just, sums up all the, it eradicates the whole self. He's basically saying, I'm ready to put my self-will aside. I'm ready to put myself aside and do what I'm told. And for me personally, I've struggled with, relapse and, recommitting myself wholly and fully to my program and, doing what I'm told and not, doing what I think. I like to think of it kind of as a final business transaction. I'm ready to do business. There's no backseats, final sale, no returns. That's it in its simplest and purest form. You're ready to do business. You make that commitment, you make that sale, and you move forward, and there's no looking back. And I just think the way he just puts it so simply is just very powerful. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Devori S. from New York. Eileen, press star one to unmute and tell us where you're from again, please.
Hi, this is Eileen S. I'm in Boise, Idaho, and I'm gratefully recovered today. Thank you, everybody, for being on the line. It really means a lot to me to start my day this way. I'm just hearing that after being in program for 7 years, I'm finally ready to do business. I've had a new experience doing the steps again these last 2 months. I had relapsed, and I'm currently wrapping up step 12. But I'm finally ready to be completely inconvenienced at times and to do what I need to do to stay sober. And what I've learned this time around, which has been so exciting for me, is that, you know, I'm an introvert, and I thought that I'm just good being by myself, which I can be. But I never realized that just like this idea of God is deep in us, so is this need that I have for fellowship. And making my calls every day has become an absolute joy. When my sponsor asked me first to do three a day, it was a struggle. And I remember like one day I did four, so I'm thinking, oh, maybe tomorrow I can only do two. And you know, and of course, I'm an addict, so I'm always trying to see what I can get away with. But the great thing is I don't know when it happened, but one day I realized that I look forward to making my calls each day. I am on a GroupMe, which has opened up so many opportunities for me to talk to new people every day. And I don't count anymore. I get in at least three. So it's totally a miracle, but I'm seeing that's what I've been so lonely for. I have been so lonely, and I didn't even know it. So thank you, God, because I hear God in each and every person that I talk to, and I love who he throws in my path, because it's just so cool. There's just no mistakes anymore. Everything really does happen for a reason. So I'm really excited, and I hope if you're new to this line that you hang in there, and more will be revealed, and just keep doing your footwork. It's an amazing program. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Eileen. Just S, please star one and share with us.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jess, or Jessica S, from Wisconsin. Compulsive overeater, recovered for today. And I guess it's been a really good meeting for me today. I've been in some self-pity recently. I mean, I could even see it. I could see it there, and I still didn't stop. But when someone said, did I give my life over to God or not? And then I was thinking about, well, I do want to do business, but it's too much for me to think about doing business, this business forever. And it's too much for me to think about, I'm going to do this, I'm going to give my life over to God forever. So for me, it's really helpful just to say, wake up in the morning and say, good morning, you know, to my higher power, and ask myself, am I ready to do business for today? Am I ready to do the things necessary to keep my connection to my higher power open for today? Do I have the willingness and the humility to take direction from my sponsor for today? And I am so grateful. I am so grateful that every day for the last 6 months, I've had that willingness, and I'm absent. And what a miracle. I mean, I cannot tell you how grateful I am. So I am grateful to be here. Thanks for leading the meeting, Alice, and I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Jess. And we do have time for a couple more, probably 2-minute shares, if anybody is so moved to share today. Press star one to unmute and give me your name, please.
Josh R.
Anne in Southern California.
Okay, Josh R. and Anne. All right, Josh R., star one to unmute and go ahead, please.
Hi, Josh R. here from Ontario, Canada. Wow, I'm just so grateful to be here, and with I can just sense so much recovery here. Yeah, this spiritual stuff does make sense. Yeah, I guess it makes more sense, though, when I actually mean business and I actually do business. I think sometimes my higher power waits before I take action, before I start getting, you know, indications that I'm on the right path. It's not always the other way around. Sometimes I want to know that everything's going to work out, that, you know, whatever I do in the program is going to benefit me, but it doesn't always work that way. I think I have to have some faith in my higher power, and I'm an introvert as well, and so I do my outreach calls, but a lot of times I dread doing them. But I know I need to do them for a reason, and I just think that being ready to do business is something I'm kind of growing into, I think my higher power is willing to work with me as I grow into the person he wants me to become. I'm not always ready to do business, but I just have to take it one day at a time and just look at it as an opportunity for growth. And that's all I have. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing with us, Josh. Anne, star one to unmute. Anne, if you're there, press star one to unmute and share with us, please.
Hi, it's Anne. Sorry, I thought I was unmuted.
That's okay.
Anne M. in Southern California, and newly abstinent, and very grateful for these meetings. I got, into a new absence with a wonderful new sponsor just about a week ago, and every day that I've called in, the reading has felt completely pertinent to where I am every day. So meaning business, like that's how it feels today right now. It's like, what is the business of this? Like I need to be building a network of recovery fellows, and I'm eager to do it. I'm in 5 programs. I have commitments in all 5, and I have people I call regularly in those programs. And so it's a challenge to build it in, but I know it can be done. I've gone already just the whole arc of the hopelessness a couple of days ago, just first putting the food down, just feeling like everything was flat and like I didn't know how to live and then just feeling sort of, I don't know, it just like maybe some glimmers of hope and I'm very tired every morning. I have a lot of stuff going on right now, new work stuff, new bunch of damage to our home, total renovation coming, all this physical problems, like pushing all the boundaries of intimacy as I recover in all these various relationships. And it's all really wonderful. And sometimes it doesn't feel wonderful. It just feels like I can't do it without my friend, the food, except that my food is killing me. And so I'm just so grateful to not be on all those foods today and just to get a chance to feel what it's like to live in a calmer way. And I still am looking for the right nutritionist to hone and determine even more clearly really what is the optimal way for me to eat. But I am grateful to be here. Being part of this great movement is definitely my choice, desire, like the call of my heart and destiny. And I'm grateful. Thanks, I pass.
Thank you so much. And I'd like to thank everybody who shared on the meeting today. And I would also like to thank our readers, Linda B., Joanne L., readers of the text, Rachel P., Jody E., and Penny L.C., and also our newcomer greeter, Mary B. and Betsy. And we will now close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Jody E., will you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be
suggestible. Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Alice. Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., gratefully recovered in California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.